We have several people in our studio this morning. First off, we want to introduce Becky Ruth. She is the director for Office of Child Advocate. I want to say good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Well, thanks for being out here. And somebody that most people are familiar with here in Mexico and Audrain County, as a matter of fact, Jody Dishman, the CEO and founder of Angel Wings. And good morning to you.
Good morning, Matt. How are you today?
I'm great. I'm doing great. Staying dry, at least trying to.
Right.
Josh Dishman is also in here. He's not his first rodeo. He's been in on the program before. Josh is Jody's son. And good morning, Josh.
Good morning to you, too.
Glad to have you all in here this morning. And people are saying, why is everybody in the studio this morning? But we have some exciting news, and we want to start off with Becky. There's going to be a parade in Jefferson City, and let's talk a little bit about that to start off with.
Sure. April kicks off Child Abuse Prevention Month, getting the awareness out there, letting people know, hey, this is happening, and trying to get the word out to educate them more about child abuse and how we can try to help stop that. The Office of Child Advocate had gone to Potosi last year. They were doing a parade for Child Abuse Awareness Month, and we were so impressed with what they did in Potosi, and we said, we can do this in our capital city. And so there are only 8 of us in our office, but we began planning, and the parade is going to be April 5th in Jefferson City. The lineup will start at 9 and the parade will start at 10. Registrations are open until March 22nd. They can register on our website at the events tab at www.oca.mo.gov. We have about 28 entries already. All types of people and organizations coming, and Jody with Angel Wings and Slumberland is going to be there, correct?
They're going to possibly participate with us. So when we got the invitation from you guys, we were super excited, and you know, there was this thought process of how do we make that look? What does that look like? Because Angel Wings just isn't, it's not just Angel Wings. We certainly couldn't do what we do without the community support. So I thought, okay, well, we're really representing Audrain County. Even though we work with all of Missouri, we're located in Audrain County. So how do we represent Audrain County to the best of our ability? Because it's not just Angel Wings as its own entity. We get donations from so many businesses and community members and surrounding community. So how do we make that look? So I just started sending emails out to everyone, including Matt. And I said, hey, Matt, you know, like, he's like, we need to talk about this. And I said, well, I really want this to be about all the people that have helped us as well to participate in this child abuse prevention. And I really think that it is a skipped over month a lot of times when it comes to child abuse. April isn't always recognized as that. There's so many other things going on in April, like Easter and many other things that happen. So I think we really just need to get on board as a community and really embrace the month of April and promote child abuse prevention. And I have a few ideas with that, but I'll hand it back over to Becky because I can just talk and talk and talk. And
so we have all different kinds of entries in our parade this year. Fire trucks, Highway Patrol, Cole County EMS. The Shriners are bringing their mini cars and clowns, Boys and Girls Club of Missouri. I mean, just tons. So there's going to be something there for everyone. Motorcycle units, tractors, heavy equipment. We've got Capital Hauling coming, and they're bringing like 5 different pieces of heavy equipment. So it's going to be a really, really great day to have all these people come out and really pay attention to what's going on. It's going to be a good thing for the community, but for our state as well. We now have over 11,000 children in foster care.
Wow.
In our state. So when you think about that and you think about those numbers, that's 11,000 children who have been impacted by child abuse or neglect and that go through so much trauma in their lives, and as well as the trauma in the family's lives. So really, really trying to get the word out there and look at this and what can we do to help prevent child abuse and neglect in our state.
No doubt about it. Now, Josh, are you going to be driving a vehicle in the parade? Is that the way I understand that?
I currently have no plans to do that. I could if they really want to.
Okay. All right, Jody.
That's a big no.
Okay, all right. But this
I didn't entirely say no. If you want me to, I can.
The offer is out there, Jody. We have it right here,
right,
live on the air this morning. Tell us about some of the folks that are going to be there with you during that parade, Jody.
So, well, to bring Josh back into it, Josh is a phenomenal artist, and I've asked him to do our banner. And we got a little something we're excited about in bringing in Audrain County kids that are in care or have been in care to help make the banner. And we're really excited about that. But Josh is going to start working on that soon. And
Josh, are you going to have the folks come over and work on this with you? Is that how that's going to work?
I don't entirely know.
Yeah, it's still in the planning stages. Yes,
it's still in the planning stages.
Okay, very, very nice. So tell us the date once again, when this is going to happen, and people are invited to come and watch this parade, correct?
Yeah, it's April 5th, and do you want to tell them the slogan or the year's theme?
Yes, this year's theme is Planting Seeds for Prevention.
I like that. Planting Seeds for Prevention. All right. Mm-hmm. And this is going to take place in Jefferson City, and this is the first annual?
First annual, yes. We're going to make it even bigger and better as we grow.
All right. Well, we are writing all of that down. We have the date in mind. I certainly appreciate you all coming in here this morning and telling us all about it. Jody, we're going to look forward to seeing you in this parade and seeing some folks from Mexico, Audrain County. And we certainly appreciate you, Becky, coming in this morning as well.
Thank you so much. And if anybody would like to volunteer, we're looking for volunteers as well. Or if there's another group that's listening that you'd like to participate in the parade, please let us know. Again, at www.oca.mo.gov, to the events tab, and right there's all the information for the parade and the registration form.